It's a strong subject matter whether you're religious or not. I like to keep my own views on religion, on my own personal beliefs. I like to keep it out of this because a song is so open-ended. A song you can read different ways. If I start to pin down what each song means, I seem to close that down. But obviously it does have a strong religious theme. So if I maybe talked about it track by track, you know, Let There Be Music, very simple, asks a very simple question. If music could be the voice of the deity, the voice of God, it's like a poetic idea that all of us have our problems, we all have our troubles, and music seems to provide some great consolation to us all. It seems to speak to us on some level that's beyond meaning, because music doesn't have any meaning. It's not like, I'm speaking in English, you translate to German or what have you. We have that translation problem. Music, you kind of get it or you don't get it. And that's interesting in itself. So that's kind of where I'm coming from there with the image of it as a sort of religious experience or a spiritual experience. Ride home to Jesus, ride. Very simple. Lots of people don't believe in God, but they do good works because they think it's worth doing, which is essentially following a kind of spiritual path. They view the world as something that has to be shaped by more than just our selfish ideas. And I like that. That's a kind of I like the razor edge of the song, where you can view it as a kind of Christian message. Or say that's not strictly necessary. It's like an ambiguous song, and I like that, because personally, if I hear music where I don't agree with the viewpoint in it, it's maybe difficult for me to enjoy. So it was a challenge to try and make records that have a spiritual theme but won't alienate people. God watch over you. The opening line, I have no time for religion, maybe doubt's a modern disease. Then I look at you, here's what I do, I wear holes in both my knees. It's basically like a love song, wanting someone to be protected from their own life. There are many songs like that, God, the God reference is, it gives the love song a depth, it gives it dimension. But I wouldn't necessarily always make the point that the lyrics are my particular view. I think it's difficult. It's a bit, if you're a songwriter, it's a bit like being, I've never said this before, but it's a bit like being a video director, where you're looking for new ideas. If you're a video director, you have to come up with some new visual thing all the time. And for songwriters, you're looking for images or a situation. So if I find one that works, I sometimes use it more than once. So I write a lot of songs about music itself, and I write a lot of songs that have a spiritual background, whether it's I have an LP called what's the title, the song that I think of as being the center of it is called Devil Came a Calling, which takes a completely different view of the world to this one. It's almost like the mirror image of it. Devil Came a Calling, and it's darker. And it's the other side of this. So you can say, well, where do I stand in that? I don't know where I stand in it. I'm just looking for subjects that have power for the listener. So that I did just before my hearing problem. That was 2005, Devil Came a Calling. So there's another one for you. Maybe I should do that next. Maybe I should do that next, and it could make a kind of double CD at some future point.
Sounds like good.